World War II. Fighting in World War II became a total community and national effort. Over 1,000 men left the DuPont Nylon Company to fight against Germany and Japan. The town itself did whatever it could to protect the community in case of attack. Soldiers protected the railroad bridge. Civil defense members walked the streets at night, checking to see if all the windows were darkened so that the town wouldn't be visible to potential bombers. The DuPont plant was certainly a concern because of the nylon it could make that was perfect for making parachutes. Some men worked the towers at the beach looking for possible attack from German submarines in the area. Men and boys worked collecting metal that might be melted down and made into items for war. It was a total community commitment. 21 men from Seaford never came home. Their names are listed in the Seaford Veterans Memorial dedicated to the memory of those Seaford community veterans who died in the defense of our country. Two of the uniformed men in the exhibit were Sergeant Painter Watson, who came home and became a funeral director for the community, and Ken Madden, who served in Africa and Europe, being promoted to the rank of major by the end of the war. He came home to Pennsylvania and later moved to Seaford, where he was a superintendent of schools. Later, he would become the Delaware State Superintendent of Schools, and would be promoted to Brigadier General in the National Guard. He lived to the ripe old age of 102.